Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. SFUSD has broken ground on a new affordable housing option in the Outer Sunset. The Shirley Chisholm Village will be a San Francisco first subsidized housing reserved for school district employees. At a groundbreaking ceremony today, Teachers Union President Cassandra Curiel said it will help the city retain staff.
The staffing crisis in SFUSD is 100% related to affordability to live and work within the city.
The project is slated for completion by fall of 2024. The district has plans for two other similar projects that in total would provide more than 500 housing units for district employees by 2030. Tenants at a San Rafael apartment building are being pressured to move out for renovations, and that's raising fears of displacement in a vulnerable community. KQED's Anais Ofelia Lino reports.
The new owners of the Canal Street building are offering 3 months' rent as an incentive to move out by October. The offer is voluntary for now, but Rose Castello with the immigrant advocacy group Canal Alliance said the letters use language that sounds like an eviction notice. That's alarmed tenants in the predominantly Latino and low-income neighborhood.
This is an immigrant community. There's already a sense of vulnerability, so we're reaching out to let people know what their rights are.
Advocates say tenants have a right to a larger relocation payment under city law than is being offered. The owners of the building, Tesseract Capital, did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Anais Ofelia Lino, KQED News.
And I'm Natalia Navarro.